Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
707 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Welcome to the Design Air Heating and Cooling, 7 o'clock hour, Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Tim McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and Jennings Randolph Jr. in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. And Doug, Jennings, I said to the Seamaster, I said, hey, let's make sure we get Jay in next week. And the Seamaster said, well, I already have Ben Fred in all 3 days. The cat's going to be out. And I said, well, on Tuesday, I think it's important for Jay to be here because, Doug, you wanted to get Janine on. And Iggy was able to make that happen. However, she has sciatica. And so she will not be joining us today. And Iggy, you have been communicating with her. She is in a hospital in California. And you have all the details on sciatica.
Well, I don't know. Sciatica has something to do with the back, I guess, but
sciatic nerve.
She had posted a picture on her Facebook page of her. It looked like she was praying, but she was bent over in pain in a hospital bed.
This was recently? This was in the last day?
Lexington Steel scene?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And it was over the weekend. So then I texted her yesterday, and I said, just want to make sure that we're still good to go for tomorrow, acting like I didn't see the picture.
Right, right.
Well, she posted that picture again with me and said, in the emergency room, have sciatica, in excruciating pain. Don't think I'll be able to make it tomorrow. So, and I just said, get well better, or get well soon. And if you feel like calling tomorrow, just call.
Hello, I'm leaving.
That wasn't her.
No, that wasn't her.
Well, Jay, sorry about that.
She does actually have he is right. You can go to Janine's Twitter and...
what is she doing there, Jennings?
She is tattooed and she is kind of kneeling and her arm, one arm at least, is on the hospital bed and she's crouched in what Doug would call a catcher's position.
Yeah, that's a nice
She's on her haunches.
Yeah, she is. Her haunches. So she... I will say this. This is not like a lot of the girl next door stories from back in the day where grandma died for the ninth time.
Right.
Janine appears to be in some sort of pain.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks, is already active. 855-282-8255. Damn it, Iggy... You creeped her out. I knew you would. Piss off. Iggy, Janine is my all-time favorite. Don't ruin this for me, you little orange man.
Wow.
That criticism seems unfair.
I mean, I have a lot of
Iggy's
questions.
Iggy's the one who booked her.
Yeah. He's the one that at least got us to the point where we almost had her
on. And I think your discussion with her on her feet would have probably been about 35 to 40 minutes of radio.
Well,
because, Doug, it's a thing.
And she apparently does not care much for her feet.
Right. And I think you would have coached her through that.
I would have told her that I think she's mistaken, that she's got better feet than she gives herself
credit for. I just rubbed them. Just a good rubbing.
I wanted to speak to her about her early days
in Blondage
with Julia Ann, because that was really good work, Doug.
Right.
And then she's gotten a little sideways the last 5-10 years. So
sideways meaning
with Sandy Bullock.
Yeah.
Oh.
From Speed.
Okay.
And Crash. But we hope Janine will get well.
Well, when she does, we'll get her on.
Send him a picture of her feet for me. Yeah.
When she gets better, we'll get her on. But no, I didn't creep her out. I didn't give her the sciatica.
No.
I've known people that have had that sciatic nerve issue, and they say it's horrible.
Really?
It's miserable.
So what do you do to get it all shot and fixed?
I don't know. I don't know.
We have a lot of doctors who listen, so they'll probably let us know.
Right. It's usually caused when a herniated disc or bone spur in the spine presses on that sciatic nerve. Pain originates in the spine and radiates down the back of the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Janine. Treatments include self-care.
Self-care.
Medication.
That's a real treatment?
Medication, such as anti-inflammatories or muscle relaxants, physical therapy, and rarely, Doug, rarely, surgery.
Huh.
Guys, I must have sciatica, too, because Doug had me bent over in pain last night, thanks to Hipster Tower Grove South.
Oh! That an early suspension?
Where is the suspension log? Did somebody swipe it? Right in front of me.
Nice pen.
Hipster of Tower Grove South has been suspended early this morning. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shot suspension log. Hey, try the red hot riblet wings and burgers at Hot Shot.
Woohoo! cats and dogs.
2 days' time
dogs.
Will be the suspension.
Cats and dogs and
two
cats
days.
And dogs.
Yeah.
Today's program will not feature Janine because of sciatica, but it will feature Derek Gould. So that's the plan B. Seamaster, is this computer screen not working still? Really? Huh. Well, I don't know who is on the phone lines. I know there. I assume Mike Lee is one of them.
You'd have to think.
There's a chance he's on both of them, so the Seamaster will communicate with me via text. So Derek Gould with us at 8:30, and maybe Janine will call in. We don't anticipate it. And candidly, for what we were wanting to do, about a 90-minute...
retrospective.
90-minute retrospective, yeah. I don't know if we're going to get the material we want.
Could we do an expose instead?
Yeah, I suppose we could.
Iggs, what do you think it would take to bring Janine to the loo?
Wow, wow, wow.
A good doctor, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nurse? Nancy?
I don't know what her money situation is.
Ran into a little problem with the IRS.
Yeah, that cost her a chunk.
$400,000 of unreported taxes. That'll happen. The best of them, as long as the best of them's name's Wesley Snipe.
Well, it's hard to feel too sorry for somebody who just refused to pay their taxes.
And I don't believe, according to Christy Canyon, she didn't.
Oftentimes cited as a source, the Washington Post is reporting
within the IRS. Yeah. No, IRS agent.
She didn't make a lot of money on the When Porn Dies Too, whatever that was titled. This Christy told me that's why she won't do it. There's not enough money involved, so I don't think she made a lot of money on that. So, you know, a hotel and a
couple grand,
couple nights here. You never know.
She'd probably do a $2,500 in a hotel. And airfare.
Well, that's what would you say, Tim? It's not worth the squeeze.
Well, you know, the listeners sometimes like to ratchet things up, Jay. I don't know if you see it here, but here is the Jill Cassidy
collection fund. I had not seen that.
Yep, and there's currently two dimes and a nickel in there.
It's a slow start.
there used to be 20
in there. Kind of like the MLS to St. Louis GoFundMe account.
There used to be 20 in there. That disappeared.
Yeah, somebody swiped it.
Mm. Yeah. I really don't know what she would ask for.
Well, but I mean, with your relationship, whether do you think that would help?
I've talked to her on Facebook.
Well, that's more than most of us.
And yeah, I'm not Facebook friends with her.
Now I have her cell phone number, but I wouldn't say I'm friends with her.
You call her kiddo.
I call everybody kiddo.
Plow.
Because that's just what I do.
Plow.
Thank you, Plow.
Timmy the Tickler texting in, I like porn stars. Wonderful.
Well, that's good.
It's a nice little text there,
Tim. The sex show.
Any chance you could fill Janine's spot with Jason Barrett updates? I need to know the top stations in Central Arkansas.
Jason Barrett, the conductor of this audio thrill ride. Everyone will tell you, we have to get better at teasing. I spent 4 years in San Francisco.
Yep. Yep.
Look at Seamaster. That was his boy.
Derek Gould will be with us on the program, but I understand John Vaughn, Doug, star of the fan page, and I believe he's also related to you.
Yeah.
John Vaughn is on line one of the Appliances Counter phone lines. Good morning, John Vaughn.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. It's Doug's birthday, and you couldn't get Janine for Doug on his birthday, Iggy.
It's Seymour's birthday, too.
Really?
Well, happy birthday to him also.
What are you, 31, Seamaster? 32?
I'm calling to tell you happy birthday, though, Dad.
Oh, well, I appreciate that very much. Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mike.
No, he's not. He's on hold, but he wasn't on the
All end. Right.
Guess what I got for you, Dad?
I don't know. What?
I made you a birthday cake.
Well, that's a treat.
That's nice, John.
That's a treat. All right.
Guess what I put on the top in frosting?
Oh, I don't know. What?
Guess.
Free dotum. Free dotum.
I put free dotum on that cake.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. My own kinfolk have turned against me.
No, they haven't turned against you.
What else would I put on the cake?
Well, frosting maybe.
Mm. Okay, and what else do I spell besides free dotum?
I don't know. How about happy birthday? How about happy birthday?
Happy birthday?
Yeah, that would have been better.
Happy birthday.
All right, thank you, Mike.
I just feel like happy birthday would have been a very vanilla thing to put on a cake, and the cake I made was chocolate.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Won't play well in Sunset Hills.
Well, did you really make a cake, or did you buy a cake?
Does it matter?
Not really. No, not really. It's a thought that counts.
I call to tell you happy birthday and tell you I make a cake, and you question my actions.
Okay. Yeah, I do. A little bit, Doug.
That's what parents do. All right. Well, thank you. I'll look forward to enjoying the cake this evening with you.
All right. Love you, Dad. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. That was a wonderful moment.
Happy birthday, Dougie.
That was a
thank you.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
Nothing. Maybe get a nap.
Nice.
A nap or a nap?
Nap.
Nap?
Yeah, if I could just sleep, things would be so much better.
Really?
If I could just sleep more
than
about...
Did you have to anchor last night?
Oh, sure. More than about 4 hours a night would really be nice.
Where's Maurice?
He was coming back from Nashville. He had to work there.
The game had ended
weekend.
Like almost 40.
I know, but he had to be there all Sunday, and then he had to drive back.
Nice. Were all the stations driving? Was that what was going on?
It's glamorous industry. It's the glamour is what was
this
the
what keeps you in, right?
Well.
So what are you going to do the rest of the time?
What are you doing for your birthday?
Yeah. I have to fix the kitchen faucet. I have to install a new
Do you always
faucet.
Get to do that, or is that just for your birthday?
It's a special treat this year because it broke yesterday.
You don't have people that handle that for you?
No.
That's surprising.
I save $150 by doing it myself.
Okay. You then go to Home Depot and get the stuff? And
It's just a faucet. Not that hard to install a faucet.
I wouldn't know.
And then I think I have got to find new cell phones. Cell phones are breaking.
That's time awesome. For a new. And this is fun. Yeah. This is a fun birthday.
Just maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get to cut the grass or something. Get outside, stretch my legs. And then back to work.
Oh, you got to work tonight?
No, not tonight.
All right.
I at least give you
Why
your
don't we go out and shave some strokes? Let's go out to Jennings Track. And we'll shave some strokes for your birthday.
Yeah, well, that would be fun, but I've got to fix the faucet and I've got to get the cell phones.
You plural cell phones. You're having multiple problems?
Five of them.
Oh, you're like Ray King.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Five cell phone guy.
Yeah.
You have five cell phones. I didn't know that. I only have one of your numbers.
Well, not the number for me. Five. It's the family plan. The family plan.
What's wrong with Greg Vaughn's cell phone?
Well, he's broken it.
Hmm.
John Vaughn has broken his cell phone.
He sounded good this morning.
He sounded wonderful, Jay. You're right.
Yeah, well, he was on somebody else's phone then.
Let me get this straight. You have three grown children and you still pay for their cell
phone? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You trying to get on the bill too?
Well, the reason
is... make it six.
The reason is, if they go it alone, it's like $110. And if they get on the family plan, it's $10 for them.
Well, that's nice of you to do it.
That is nice. It's a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to have separate plans if you can get on a family plan.
Why don't you come on by after TMA and I'll shave you for your birthday? Thanks. That's for the 9th floor, Stevel.
No,
That's nice.
I shaved this morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Let's see.
Do you figure the kids will be on the plan for 5-10 more years? Or?
Probably so.
Gotcha.
Well, for cell phones, it kind of makes sense. It's so much cheaper.
What are you yan about? Like,
ladies and gentlemen, the plow, Marlin.
Yeah, plow. You pay 110, and if you're on your family's cell phone plan, you'd pay 10.
Yeah, correct. So I would agree with Doug in a cell phone scenario. I miss having the family plan.
Yeah. That's the way to
Maybe
go.
Maybe somebody will adopt you.
But that family plan doesn't come into effect with cutting grass and things around the house. You still do that. Why don't you get them to do that? You're paying for their phones.
No, they usually cut the grass. They cut the grass.
But not fix the faucet.
They don't know how to fix a faucet.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't either. Jay, lots of talk about Ben Fred's feet yesterday. In your opinion, who has the best feet on TV right now? I don't recall that discussion. Was that during like one of our interviews where I kind of tap out? Or was that...
There was discussion of Ben Fred's feet?
I don't recall. Doug, did you give like a hot take on...
I didn't have a hot take on Ben Fred's feet, no.
You might be the best I've ever worked with.
Jennings, what's your opinion on that question? And Doug, that came from your buddy, the old mud boot.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Bootsy.
I mean... Today, I still protest that Julie Bowen has the best feet of anybody on television.
Julie Bowen.
Who's Julie Bowen?
She's in the Modern Family.
She was on the show Ed, and she was in Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Neat
Just
gal.
A beautiful woman. I think she's Ivy League educated.
Brown University of College.
You could tell just by watching on the sitcom.
No, I've seen it. Doug, I've told you before, some listeners have informed me there's a site called Wiki Feet.
The listeners informed you.
Yeah, how I found out. It's a collaborative celebratory website of feet. And Julie Bowen has about 6 pages worth.
Really?
Yeah, she's very popular on the Wiki Feet.
Now, why is she popular?
Because she's got neat feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they show these people's their entire body?
She's got 549 pics.
Holy moly. Yeah. What's going on? Why are her feet so good? This is new information.
They're pretty. they're proportionate. They look clean, and they look like she gives great care to them.
Now, do you see some women's feet who you go, oh, they don't look clean? Like producer Joe will see contestants on The Bachelor.
And he'll know they smell bad.
Right.
And what do you mean proportionate? You see a lot of girls walking around with big clown feet or something?
Oh, you can get some feet that aren't necessarily correct, that have a toe going the wrong way. This Julie Bowen, though. The more that I look at her now on WikiFeet. And the other thing is she's got great stems. Her feet lead.
This is nice.
Her feet lead to honey, is what I would say.
Wonderful.
Ah. So she is probably right now my tops on the
Is that right? This is good information. Probably about 42 years old if I had to guess. That's my give or take a couple of years.
All right.
She is a little older, Timmy.
Wow.
She is a year younger than me. She's 47.
How about that? But she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's a fine-looking animal.
Beautiful woman. And brilliant, too. I like that. That's kind of a thing for me.
I think she'd be very open.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, that's the more intelligent, usually the more progressive sexually.
You can tell all this by the feet.
Well, Jay's on the feet thing. I don't recall Julie Bowen's feet. Here we go. Doug, there you go. That's for your birthday.
Now,
that's
problem.
It looked like anyone else's feet.
The problem there, she's got a little bit of a tight sandal she's using.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, her feet are a little pushed together. There would be people on the fan page that don't appreciate those
Who would it be? Who on the fan page?
There are a number of fan pinners that do not like the feet. And I understand that.
I didn't know this was
either. They get, once in a while, when somebody will put, like Kevin, Injun Joe's cave
ride.
Yeah,
he just sent in a picture of Emily Addison, and it looks like Annika Albright engaging in some lesbian toe-sucking action. Hmm. Doug, that's in the text inbox. And now somebody just sent in a picture of shrubs. Yeah. And now somebody just sent in a picture
of,
well,
a fake, of Julie Bowen.
We don't need your pictures.
But, and I understand that. We've dealt with people and ladies that don't like their feet, and I understand.
Now, who is that? Janine,
The other one that didn't like her feet
Bonnie Rotten.
And you would think with all the tattoos she's had and the things that she's done and the things she's had used on her that...
like shoehorns, that kind of thing?
Maybe early on a shoehorn, but not anymore. Doesn't need a shoehorn anymore.
No.
That you would think that she would have been a little more open about her feet, but she didn't want any part of feet play.
I do not have a hammer toe.
Nope. Hmm.
Guys, this is why I love this show. 101 is still holding the Blues accountable for Sunday, and you guys are balls deep in a foot appreciation discussion. That's from Mr. Nipples, Doug.
Well, hello, Nipply.
Yes.
Now, when you see a picture of a star's feet tight shut, how do you know that's them? It could be the person running the website said, look, here's my feet. No. Oh, we'll claim that's a movie star's feet.
WikiFeet is... They're certified, Doug.
It's not fake feet news.
No, they don't mess around.
Fake feet news.
No, they're legitimate.
All right.
And they update. I don't look at it every day, but they update it every day.
Guys, I brought Jay a picture of my wife's feet to The Rock, and he gave me a free sleeve of golf balls. Thanks, Junior.
Absolutely.
Tom
People
Bernanke
think that sometimes I have a foot fetish, but it's not true.
It's just so darn mild, though.
It's not worth talking about.
No.
It would have been nice to talk to Janine about it, though.
That's worth a sleeve of balls. A picture.
I mean,
of
I was looking
feet.
Forward to
well,
it.
The guy's feet. Now, if he would have shown me a picture of his wife's feet or his girl's feet that weren't good, I might have given him some tees or something.
Sure, a tee. You could pick
but,
that
interesting,
up.
But if they're good, you give a sleeve of balls. That's how you know.
Have a sleeve. Thanks for making my day.
Huh.
Yep.
I'll be turned.
Yep. Not many courses do that in town.
I don't think so. I feel like Old Warson used to.
They did for a while, for a brief time.
But had to get away from that?
Some of the membership didn't like it. Some of the ladies, on Ladies' Day, Tuesday and Wednesday, they didn't care much for it.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
But they have nice feet out there, though.
They do. Which country clubs have the best feet?
I would have to go OWCC.
Really?
Yeah, I would think
Doug, have you heard that, too? That might be a nice little sports Sunday.
I've heard that. I think we've all heard that.
Maybe we could travel to the clubs, check them out once the pool's open.
Hey, just a little members bulletin. The guys from that moron show on 590.
They're going to be here today.
Looking at your feet. We know you dropped 100,000 to join, but there's going to be three Hoosiers looking at your wife's feet at the pool.
But
hope you don't mind.
She might want a sandwich, though, to Lion's Choice.
Greg Vaughn was the lifeguard at the pool there for a couple of years.
That's
at OWCC?
Good play.
Yeah.
No, oh, I knew I liked Greg a lot.
But he didn't say anything at all about feet.
Well, maybe he didn't get to that, you know.
I know. Okay. I'll have to ask him about that.
Guys, what if I let you bang my wife? What do I get? Thanks. That's from Timmy the Tickler. Now, Timmy the Tickler, Jennings, you might not know this. His wife, Robin, fed Larry Nickel at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. And we will make a glorious return on Thursday, May 18th, presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Hot Shots, TMA Live in O'Fallon, Illinois, May 18th. Presented by Bud Select.
They love us over on the
Yeah,
the
we
east
are
side.
Very popular there. I don't know if that means like if we go, we keep going east, we get more popular. Like if we did a show in Indianapolis, you know, would
it might be the play Terre Haute.
Would it play Terre Haute, home of the Sycamores?
Have you ever been to Terre Haute?
I never have.
I've driven through it because 70 goes right through there.
Not
right?
A lot there.
Not much.
Not a whole lot there. a little bit. Yeah, you know, not
a couple
a lot.
Of churches and you know, diners.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Guys, I once got a peek of Mark Bulger's feet in the showers at Boone Valley. He also has nice games.
No. Let's not bring Boone Valley into it.
Does Mark Bulger still live in St. Louis? I remember he was trying to sell his $6 million castle.
I don't know if he ever sold the home. I know he has a big charity event every year up at Oakmont in Pittsburgh. But I don't know if he ever sold his home here.
He's a good guy. He was really a good guy to deal with when he was the quarterback.
Yeah.
He really was a solid guy.
So is Kyle Buller.
Sure. And he married the beauty pageant.
Yeah. Yep. He did.
Miss USA or Miss World or something.
Please tell me Sneaky Vile pulled the audio of Larry Nickel talking about making someone's girlfriend. I didn't see this. It gets graphic. KG in O-Town, you know that we can't say that word on the radio.
Well, why would he send it in?
Yeah, I know. It's one thing if it's kind of like one of the new ones. KG in O-Town's been with us for like a decade. Yeah. Holy moly.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He is, HOF. Yeah, Plow Marvin.
Yeah, the funny thing about this, and Tim, you probably won't find it as funny. I was actually kind of annoyed with it as well. Our internet has been so bad here that Periscope videos, which I know this is probably where it's from because I watched the Facebook Live.
Sometimes you watch the pre-show?
Live, sometimes he goes Periscope.
Yeah, I watch the pre-show.
He does the Facebook Live, and then at the end he promotes the Periscope.
Well, he diversifies his platforms, and you have to respect that in 2017. You don't want to go all in on a platform. Diversify the platforms, and that comes directly from Doug.
Nice job, Doug.
Yeah, that's what I've been preaching for years.
Yep, you've been on four.
Even before there were platforms.
You've been on Channel 4 for how long? Yeah. On that platform. That
used to be the only platforms where stuff you dove into a swimming pool on. Now it's laptops and notebooks and phones and everything. Oh, I swear to God.
You probably don't like the word platform.
I don't really care for it.
Tim, no. That big old bull, Nancy Lopez, had some major feet issues.
First of all, she was married to Ray Knight.
Cute as a button in her prime.
Nice
May
gal.
Young's yeah. newborn hand. May Young's newborn hand, though, is just a force right now.
He has really become something lately.
Don't encourage him.
I see he has 1,375 texts sent in the last 30 days.
Wow.
1,000?
Our little thing stores the number of texts.
Oh, man.
Mae Young was probably not as fertile as he was.
Here he is.
What profession do you think would produce the worst feet?
Another great question for you, Doug. This is all for your birthday.
Huh.
Design Air is 7 o'clock hour. It's hard to stop a train. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. DesignAirService.com.
I actually was buying a couple of packs of smokes this morning. And there was a gal in front of me that was bigger.
Bigger gal.
But it was evident she worked in construction based or worked on safety or something because she had on one of those orange things that the
highway department, maybe?
Maybe. But as I looked at her, I just wondered, what the hell could she do on the road? I mean, she made me look tiny. This was a big broad.
You hold the sign on one side, it says slow. On the other side, it says stop.
Do you think that's what she does?
Probably so.
And what does that pay?
Oh, probably $20-$25 an hour, something like that.
Wow. Really, Plowsy?
So did she have bad feet, or?
I would believe that she probably did have bad feet. I'm thinking if you were in construction or you work on a road and you're a gal, that might lead to tough feet. But I don't know. I'm just a fan.
Right. No.
Well, I'm just a big old guy. Just a fan, just like you.
I mean, I would think that would be a profession that wouldn't lend itself to good feet.
Huh. Now, I would have thought that Ronda Rousey's would be all effed up because as much as she uses them. But I've seen pictures. She actually has nice feet.
Hmm.
You would think that all that kicking, it would like dislocate toes and...
I've heard runners have bad feet.
I hear tell ballerinas.
I
believe Charlize Theron was a ballerina, and she's very self-conscious about her feet.
From standing on her toes.
Yes.
Who decided that that would be a nice thing to do?
Yeah, who came
that
up
you need
with
to
that?
Stand, you need to balance on the top of your big toe.
One of the founding fathers?
Well, yeah, could have been Franklin.
Yeah, I could say
Madison,
that's probably
one
right.
of those guys.
Could have
probably.
Been Franklin.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're probably
You think
right.
Ben was sitting around going, why we just need to get a gal to stand on her?
He was into a lot of things, so yeah, I would guess.
He was diversified, you're right.
Yeah.
JFK, Lyndon B. Johnson, Nixon, Gerald R. Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. Washington, Cherry Tree, John Adams, HBO Show, Thomas Jefferson, Louisiana Purchase, Dudes on the Nickel, James Madison, War of 1812, James Monroe, Monroe Doctrine, John Quincy Adams, Dude's got a cool name.
Cool name.
Thank you, Bob Marlin.
JQA, John Quincy Adams.
Tim, aren't you related to John?
I am related to both John and John Quincy. It's funny how it works. If you're related to one, you're related to the other.
And they were just small guys, like 5'2",
I think that's where I got
5'3".
Although... It was my great-great-great-great-great aunt who was married to John Adams.
Your great-great-great-great aunt?
That's, well, there might be a couple more greats in there, I don't know.
Well, there should be.
Yeah, there should be.
Yeah.
Now, when do you say aunt and when do you say aunt? I've always said aunt.
Yeah, I know. I think, I don't know.
It looks like aunt for sure.
I agree with you.
Wouldn't you say aunt is more Southern?
Is it?
I think so. In my 4 years that I spent down there, I would say aunt.
They say aunt?
Aunt.
No, we said Aunt B, and she was North Carolina.
They more said, it was, yeah, they did say Aunt B, yeah. Frances Bouvier.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What a looker she was.
Fabulous gal.
Doug, why don't you watch some Andy Griffith Show for your birthday?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of the, I've seen about every episode by now, every sod.
It's me, what? It's Ernest T.
Ernest T. Bass.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's on every day. MeTV.
Who?
MeTV.
What's that?
It's like Channel 4.1.
Yeah, Channel
1,
4. 4. But it's 2. All classic TV shows. Andy Griffith, Gunsmoke, Leave It to Beaver, Beverly Hillbillies.
Nice.
Gomer Pyle.
Oh, sure.
Mannix.
Oh, wow.
Mannix.
Yes.
Good talk, ones. Son.
Those shows look very primitive.
Plowhawk, you might be having one of the biggest shows of your career.
You really are.
I feel like it's dangerous because I feel like, okay, he's perfect through 4 innings. We're starting to pay attention to what's going on, but we don't want to say anything. But he's kind of getting left alone at the end of the dugout. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I don't even think he's stoned this morning. Oh, all right.
He's super stoned. Doug, it's unbelievable. The move right now, if you're in the St. Louis sports media... because, of course, you're a journalist and not a cheerleader, is to take a screenshot of the Cardinals in first place and say, oh, wow, look.
Yes. Yes, it is. You've seen a little of that on the various platforms, have you?
Nice. Yep. The Cardinals are in first place because they won, and the Cubs did not play, and the Reds lost. So there you go.
First place.
17-14. Also, a game and a half up on the fourth place Milwaukee Brewers. 3.5 games up on the last place Pirates. So this isn't necessarily like, say, the Nationals who are 10 games over 500, and that's with losing 2 in a row, or the Rockies at 8 games over 500, or the Astros 10 games over 500, or the Yankees at 12 games over 500, who have won 6 in a row, and all they do is rake. And Matt Holliday's raking, by the way.
He's
raking like the
six
Dickens.
Home runs.
This is more like the Indians being in first place. Also a 17-14 first place team.
I look at it and I think the Cardinals are about ready to run away with things.
Nice.
When you think they're about ready to run away.
Yes. When you can take a half game lead a week and a half into May, to me, that says it's all but over.
Nice take.
It is pretty amazing. When we saw him play the first 2 weeks of the season, we thought, boy, is this going to be a horrendous year. Good Lord. And you could tell that Matheny and Mazalak were thinking the same thing. When they talked that day, when they came back from that road trip when they were 3-9 and said, things have got to change. We're going to make some changes and things. But boy, it sure did turn around right then.
Yeah, I just
long way to go.
I think it's a lot more about who they've been playing than how good they are.
Well,
just like at the start of the season, they were playing some really good teams, and I didn't think they were necessarily as bad as it looked. The thing that was stunning, and Dan McLaughlin said this last night to Tim McCarver during the game, it wasn't just that they were losing; it was how they were performing. Now on the other side of it, you can say whatever you want about the Braves, and the Braves are. You know, nor were they expected to be a great team. I think their win total was like 67.5, or maybe it was a little higher than that, maybe 72.5, because I just know I liked the win total on the over on the Braves, not because I thought they were going to be a 90-win team, but I just thought they would be better than 72 wins. But no matter what, they have been hitting. And, every single game on this road trip, the worst they've done offensively is 5 runs, and that's just one game. But it's been 6 runs or better in 3 of the 4, and all of them have been wins, and you're starting to see some guys who were not performing offensively start raking. And one of those guys, of course, Carlos Martinez, a guy mm-hmm. that you thought would hit better than .05. And last night he had 4 RBIs, and he was just pulling the ball to the left, Jack. Your son can't get around on the ball, but
no.
Carlos Martinez just yanks the ball down the left right. field line, Jack.
Against big league pitching.
Right.
If he can drive in 4 every start that he makes... Yep. You know, I see good things happening.
You think that'll be good?
Good for
you.
Yeah,
sure.
For you.
That would
4 RBI game.
It would help his cause.
Good for you.
And if he can field his position. Why is it only the pitcher fields his position?
That is, you'd never hear him go, no. Shortstop fielding his position.
Now, is right. this a shot at the Cardinal defense, or is this the term?
Just the term.
Oh.
You know, a lot of times they describe
Doesn't
a pitcher.
Everybody field
Well, he can
position.
Field his position. Well, what's he supposed to do?
Matt,
what else
did you
would
know
he be
in
fielding?
The top of the fourth that... Don Mattingly made the statement that it makes him think that the Stan Musial is in that body and running around here.
Sick.
Yep.
Sick.
There it is.
John
Lackey. I can't believe I'm here. Doug Tommy Pham gets another hit. The man's hitting .438 since getting called up.
And How Sierra looks do? Like an intriguing
couple
player.
Hits as well. And the Cardinals put up this run total with Randall Grichuk. Spotted the number 2nd slot in the lineup and going 0-5. Usually if you have one of your guys putting on that kind of performance, that halts rallies, but they were able to get around it. And when you have Carlos Martinez down there with driving in 4 runs, like you said, if he drives in
just
4...
Just do that every time.
Right.
It's a simple formula, really.
What's up with the Cubs?
Pitching issues.
That's what it is?
Pitching issues.
Okay. Yeah. The starting staff kind of looking a little old all of a sudden. Arrieta's not who he was, clearly, 2 years
Well, they don't have 5 starters, and so I believe not only, so there's a domino effect, and this is what happens, and this is something to keep an eye on tonight. Can Adam Wainwright, you know, for as good as it's been, can Adam Wainwright get himself right? The Cardinals going up against Dan Straley. He's a guy who at times looked really good last year. So far this year, I think he's gotten raked pretty much like Wainwright has when he goes up. So what happens when you have a starter like what Brett Anderson's been doing to the Cubs perform and get yanked after like an inning, or in the case of Anderson on Sunday night against the Yankees, and then they played another, 16 innings, that has a domino effect, not just, of course, on that game, but then potentially the next couple of games. And so the Cubs have run into that with Anderson starts on the regular. But you've had a couple of other guys go out and have some bad starts, and then there's a domino effect on the bullpen. And so what the Cardinals are getting here, minus Wainwright, are some legitimately good starts, and also from some guys that even though it's been going on now for a while, and by a while, I mean this season, you didn't necessarily expect. I certainly didn't expect Michael Wacha to be doing what he's doing, and it's so encouraging to see because I don't know if there was a more dominant pitcher in September and October 2013 in the game of baseball than Michael Wacha.
Downward plane.
And that's because of a down. Yes, because mm-hmm. of a downward plane.
Only
but then Mike
hasn't.
Leake's a guy that I go, what in the world? Where'd that come from? And that's now you're talking about a 6-start sample size. But still, when you look at the Cardinal offensive numbers, it's not like you're going, you know, really to me, minus Jed Jerko and the power numbers you would expect to be there, but I would expect that, I guess Colton Wong's average, I don't know if he's going to be hitting above 280 this year. He's at 278 right now, but I think there's room for improvement on a number of these offensive totals that we're seeing right now, so that's encouraging. As I said yesterday, the Cardinals have been in about a 2.5-week run here of playing some teams that most likely aren't going to be in it ever since they left the Bronx in the middle of April. And when they get done with the Marlins, they're going to begin about a three-week run of playing teams that most likely will be in it, or at least at this moment are playing some really good baseball. And my example of that would be the Colorado Rockies, although I remember talking to Derek Gould before the season started here on the show, and I said, yeah, the team that I like, just like I was saying, on the over is the Braves. Again, not because they're going to be some world beater team, but just I thought the number was
what
set
was
low
it for, 72,
is it maybe it was 71 and a half, something like that, and they might not get there, but he said the team I like is the Rockies. So he was high on the Colorado Rockies, and the Colorado Rockies so far have been playing really good baseball, and they've also gotten for Colorado some legitimately good starts, and they were rained out last night against the Cubs. So the Cubs and Rockies will play a doubleheader pending the weather situation in Denver today. But Colorado's 8 games over .500. The Cardinals will have them. The Dodgers are getting it going. The Cardinals will have 7 against them. They have 3 against the Cubs this weekend. And if the Reds are a legitimate team, I don't know. I'd be surprised if they are. They also have 1 or 2 series against them coming up between now and like the first weekend in June. So the point being, if the Cardinals are doing what they have been doing over the last X amount of games and able to do it once they go up against the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Rockies, and I feel like there's another one I'm leaving out that they get. The only team really in between now and the first weekend in June that's kind of a butt-ass operation, and really, really a bad butt-ass operation, which you just haven't seen with Bruce Bochy as manager, is San Francisco. They just really are having some problems, and the Cardinals do get them. But this is going to be a good test, because I do believe, and I hope I'm wrong as a Cardinal fan, that part of the reason for what looks like the flip of the script from the first couple of weeks of the season, where the Cardinals were playing some really good teams, is that they've been playing some of the National League's worst teams over the last couple of weeks. And that's just the way that it naturally would work.
That's okay, though, because that's the formula. You beat up on the bad teams, and if you
well,
can break even
but,
with
but
the
if
good
the analysis
ones,
is, the team good, I'm saying I don't believe that that's been proven.
No, but if you can follow that formula, you're going to be in the mix all year.
And you're just trying to punch your ticket into the postseason.
Right. I understand that, and outliers can take place.
But you're right.
But if you're analyzing whether or not it's a really good team, one of the criticisms to tie it into the Blues was, okay, yeah, they did finish the season on a run, but was that because they were playing really good hockey, or is it because their schedule was fortunately loaded with games against the Avalanche and the Coyotes, and Canucks, for that matter? And so, yeah, you got to win those games, and you should win those games. And for the most part, they did win those games. But if the analysis is, what is this team truly made up of? Well, I think it's only proper to contextualize it with who they've been playing. On the other side of things, I don't think they were as bad as it looked like they were in the first couple of weeks of the season, even though it was really odd how badly and how poorly they were performing, not just been losing, but a lot of self-inflicted errors. It doesn't matter if that's some asshat on the Marlins or Braves hitting the ball to short, or if it's a guy in the Yankees or Cubs doing it. You still got to field the ball. It doesn't matter if that's Aaron Judge in the outfield, or if it's some random on the Braves in the outfield. That still doesn't excuse a base running error. And those things were self-inflicted errors, and it has nothing to do with the opposition. But the Cardinals' season started with, what was it here? 10 of their first 13 games were against the Cubs, Nationals, and Yankees. Well, even though the Cubs at this moment, their record isn't very good, that's still a lineup that's stacked. And then the other 3 games that didn't include the Nationals and Yankees were against the Reds. And while you don't think that the Reds are necessarily going to be a force,
they've been decent.
They've been decent. And so then you go from that to Pirates, Brewers, Blue Jays, Reds, Brewers, and Braves, and Marlins. So that's, to me, there's a kind of a before and after scenario there. So it's not that I'm saying that they are a bad team. I'm just saying the record has drastically improved as they've played some of baseball's worst teams. And now you'll have the Cubs, the Red Sox, 3 against the Giants, which I wouldn't necessarily refer to as a defining moment. They're 11 games under .500 already. Blew one late last night against the Mets. And then the Dodgers, Rockies, Dodgers, Red, or Dodgers, Cubs, then the Reds. So that is it. That I would imagine there won't be a more difficult stretch for the Cardinals all season than what they're about to encounter here when they get home to take on the Cubs Friday night.
Wish we had a schedule reader who could take us through.
We do, but he doesn't answer his phone.
He's MIA.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how good his work was.
Sounds like you're saying you believe the Marlins and the Braves have asshat-laden lineups?
Butt-ass or asshat, depending on where you are. Because I feel like in Miami they like the term butt-ass more, probably. And in Atlanta they like asshat more.
Do they?
Because that's a good read.
Ass in Atlanta, a alliteration thing.
Yeah, the ATL. And Freaknik, of course.
Yeah. Freaknik plays a huge role in this.
Thank you. Tim, you are a genius, much smarter than Doug. Thanks. Okay. That's from Butch Patrick's
Knock
Werewolf.
Butch Patrick.
Way to go, Butch.
Thank you, Danny Schwartz. Love your insurance agency. Don't care much for the lemonading, but your insurance agency certainly rocks.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Larry Nickel going to join us coming up. Gary Kornfeld, Doug, you know who he is?
Sure.
Head coach at the University High School. For many years.
Yeah, retired at the end of the
year,
I believe. That's
right. Texted me. He says he's fearful Jay might corrupt Doug.
I'm fearful of that as well. That's why I'm keeping my distance.
It's Coach Kornfeld.
The coach.
Brentwood Hall of Famer.
Legend.
And this is a guy who knows people. He can spot a bad apple.
We're also with another Brentwood Hall of Famer. Iggy.
That's
isn't
right.
The Brentwood Hall of Famer.
Well, I probably got to thank Kornfeld because I'm guessing that I was the last person put in last year probably. And they wanted to put Greg in last year,
right?
But he had a football game, so he said, "How about in 2 years?" So they probably
had Gary now.
I mean, Gary Kornfeld.
Okay.
What? Whatever. So Gary's going in next year, but I think Gary, when he said, "I can't go in this year," okay, we'll put Iggy in.
That's what happened.
I don't think it was like.
So
that.
I think Gary probably helped me get in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think it was as nonchalant as you might.
They just had to fill a chair. Just fill a spot?
Well, I'm guessing they had the whole lineup, and then when Gary said, "I can't make it this year," okay, we'll put Iggy in.
Well, so you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when you go in.
Who's the most famous Brentwood graduate ever?
Iggy.
Yeah.
I don't believe there is one.
Coach Kornfeld, then.
Yeah, I think it's down to you two.
Yeah, probably Corny.
There was nobody.
Do you have a problem with that? I don't think that's his nickname.
There was nobody along the way, no recording artist or doctor or... Somebody?
Bruce E. Young.
Sure. Oh, Youngsy. You remember him?
Yeah. Youngsy.
He's been in 100 movies. His probably famous role, he played the tranny prostitute in Risky Business.
Boy, he'll take any role.
That was a Brentwood grad?
Yeah, Bruce,
really?
E. Bruce E. Young.
Comes to the door and Tom Cruise and Bronson Pinchot are caught off guard.
No surprise that he was a male cheerleader.
Huh. Was he really? He was consistent. You tip your cap.
Was he really? All right.
He was RuPaul before it was all the rage. And now you know what it is? All the rage.
Right.
Hey, the appliance discounter phone lines, get involved. The listeners love to call in. Sometimes offspring of the listeners or hosts like to call in and wish birthday greetings. And I thought that was nice to get the tidings from John Vaughn.
Yeah, that was nice.
The appliance discounters with a new location, 127 Concord Plaza Shopping Center in South St. Louis County. Now 7 locations. Find them all at theappliancediscounters.com. And their official ribbon cutting on the appliance discounter 7th location in Concord Plaza in South St. Louis County is tomorrow. Stop by and enter a raffle for a fully loaded stocked Budweiser mini fridge. The other 6 area locations are celebrating the occasion as well with huge savings on all appliances. For real. I don't know how many times I've gotten it from listeners with emails, Facebook messages saying, "I had no idea. I just wanted to go there to support the sponsors." And then they really saved me money. It's the appliance discounters. This is the Design Air 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Larry Nickel, Derek Gould coming up on the radio program. Design Air Heating and Cooling. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth generation owner operators and really do care about their customers. Get Design Air out to your home now and have them take a look at your air conditioning unit. Don't wait until it gets up to 90 degrees and you find out your air conditioning needs service. Have a technician come out and make sure you're ready for another St. Louis summer. Their techs have an average of over 26 years of experience and more training with Trane Systems than any other dealer in the area. 314-739-1600 or visit designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one Trane dealer in the Midwest. It's hard. Stop. Trane. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get recapped. It's time for Larry Nickel.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE Wrestling Recap with our
590 The Fan.
Wrestling Insider,
no edit.
Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Now, it's unbelievable, especially with what happened last night. And we're going to get recapped right now by one of the best in the business. It's the great Larry Nickel. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Yeah, well, last night, wow, I couldn't believe it.
Neither could I, because, as you know, they were over across the pond in jolly old London.
Doug, you like
jolly
that?
Jolly old London, yeah. I sure do. Well stated, Larry. And why were they over there?
Yeah, the upper crust of Great Britain has always been a fan of professional wrestling.
I don't sense that.
Yeah, and the reason they were over in London and all that good stuff in the United Kingdom.
Remix? Is that a remix?
No.
Go ahead.
The reason they were over across the pond because they were doing the international tour.
International tour.
Where else are they going next? I would imagine Paris has an appetite for professional wrestling.
Who knows? Maybe later on this week or next week.
Right. It's to be determined, Doug. It's kind of a...
They're just going to travel.
Figure,
right.
We'll figure out as we go.
It's even popular in Europe.
See? Plowhawk, you don't happen to have the audio from last night's WWE, do you?
Seth now lives his life on my terms. It is over when I say it's over. And I am not through with Seth Rollins. In fact, I'm about to jack up the volume. Seth, you will hear every ligament pop. You will hear every joint break. You will hear every bone creak when I get my hands on you, because your life is about to get very loud.
And Joe, now come on. What you want to do? You want to play like
No, I got
you. Is this what you want? Is this what you want?
Hold on.
What
the Larry, what the hell just happened?
Doug, that was pretty good.
Sounds like a couple of the fellas have a beef.
Okay, let me set it up here.
Please.
Samoa Joe was getting interviewed, and he was talking about Seth Rollins. Now, all of a sudden, Seth Rollins comes in, keeps on kicking Samoa Joe's butt backstage. And then, later on that night, thanks to co-acting general manager Dean Ambrose, who, by the way, is the current reigning defending Intercontinental Champion, which, by the way, next week, he defends that title against The Miz. Mm-hmm. They come back stateside.
Wow.
Don't say
so they made a match between Samoa Joe and Seth Rollins later on that night, which, by the way, Seth Rollins won. And then Samoa Joe was a little bit PO'd about the outcome, so he just went off and continued to beat down Seth Rollins after the match.
You expect someone will be suspended for that, or do they care?
No.
No, they don't care. Okay.
Did anybody get really hurt?
Yeah, Seth Rollins got his knee re-injured in the match.
Ouch.
Now, you think that's real or part of the script?
Doug.
Real.
Okay.
I agree with you, Larry.
All right. Anything else happened last evening of interest?
Well, since they were co-acting general managers, Dean Ambrose put Miz in the opening match against Finn Balor, which Finn Balor won after Dean Ambrose restarted the match. And then the Miz, who was the other co-acting general manager, put Dean Ambrose in the main event match, and he lost.
Sounds like they're running out of interesting angles.
Oh, my God.
Never.
What about Ingles?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Laura Ingles Wilder. Little House on the Prairie. Michael Landon, Doug. Okay. And then he was on Stairway to Heaven with Victor French, and he would always wear an Oakland A's.
That would.
Yeah. Melissa Gilbert was on the...
Yes, she was.
One of the shows.
Melissa Sue Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Yep.
But anyway, before I get to my top five countries...
All right.
Tim was mentioning before he came to me for the recap,
right?
He said something about supporting his sponsors.
Uh-oh, Doug, I feel a live read not on the books coming down Broadway. Okay. That's what I feel like's happening.
Well, there's one person that people need to go see.
Who would it be?
Which, by the way, is the title sponsor of this fine presentation. And that happens to be Ryan Kelly. If anybody who is listening to this fine presentation needs to get their home loans refinanced, you need to go see Ryan Kelly, who is best in the business in home loans. There are three ways to get a hold of him. You can go to Brentwood Boulevard. That's his road headquarters. Or you can call him at 314-781-9700. Or go visit thehomeloanexpert.com. You need to get your personal mortgage index, too. Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Nicely done, Nixie.
You getting a check for that? You getting a check for that? You getting a check?
You don't have to tell him.
Okay.
Don't tell him. You don't have to tell him.
You might have to tell our attorneys at some point, but for now, you don't have to
so
answer.
You get called.
Right. Larry, you don't happen to have the top five countries in the world at your disposal, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Now would be the time to give it to us.
Yeah. Five.
Number five. Israel.
Israel is in again, Doug.
We'll let the cat know.
Number four, Jerusalem.
It's a city.
It's a very Hebraic top five at this point.
Yes, it is.
Tel Aviv might get in there.
Number three, Denver Broncos.
Sure.
I don't know what's up with that.
Fine countries in the world.
Number two, Oakville.
Oakville, Illinois. All right. Home of the Luchterfeld, right?
Home of the Bearcats family.
Yes. Yeah.
Like Iggy likes that lady Bearcat.
He sure does.
And then number one, United States of America.
Oh. Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I want to commend you on your Facebook Lives. You're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah, not only do I do a live read for Ryan Kelly, I do two other live reads, too.
On the Facebook Live.
Yeah, and my Periscope, too.
Right. There you go. Well, you're getting a lot of sponsors, sir.
Yeah, I do one for Ryan Kelly, like I said. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, I do two more.
Right.
One for Brother Hebert and his insurance company.
Right. Brother Hebert sponsored the fan page this week, Doug. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, you ought to go on the fan page.
You shouldn't be on there.
I don't need to.
And then my third live read is the former title sponsor of this fine presentation. Who would that be? Independent Tire Dealer.
Oh. The ITDRule.com morning after Jackie Papers, Doug.
Yeah.
You also call them at 877-ITDRule.
Not on the books. It's just not on.
You getting tires out of this?
Not on the books.
Not on the books.
Nope.
All right.
Larry, God bless you and God bless these United States of America.
God bless America. Happy birthday, Doug.
God, thank you, Nixie.
Isn't that nice?
Thank you, Nixie.
Isn't that nice? Kevin Hebert is the sponsor of the fan page this week. Brother Hebert of Liberty Mutual Insurance, get a quote on your home, auto, or life insurance and receive an exclusive Larry Nickel t-shirt.
Wow.
How about that? Hit up Kevin Hebert through the fan page or search Kevin Hebert Liberty Mutual Insurance. Derek Gould with us coming up at 8:30 here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is 590 The Fan, KFNS.